رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتح آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. Let's continue our tafsir of Surah Al-Kahf from Ayah 60 onwards, inshallah ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَهُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُوبًا. And remember when Musa alayhi salam said to his boy servant, I will not give up traveling until I reach the junction of the two seas or until I spend years and years in traveling. With this ayah, it is the starting of this story. We saw in the beginning of Surah Al-Kahf that Prophet ﷺ was asked few questions. And one of the questions was about Khidr ﷺ and Musa ﷺ. That who were they and what is the reality behind? So after 15 days of gap in between the revelation, when Jibreel alayhi salam came, then he brought a story in these ayahs. Before this, people of Mecca were not aware of this story. Neither anything about the topic was well known among them, and the question they asked about Yehud Medina told them to ask Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only relayed the whole story, but also kept lessons for us to learn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent many hidden messages to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in these ayahs. That if you are not finding these circumstances in favor of you today, but there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hikmah behind every situation. If you write one thing for yourself, then inshallah, listening, understanding, and putting all of this into your actions will be very easy for you. It is not necessary that whatever we despise is bad for us too. This is the theme of the whole story. Sometimes in our lives, we face such adverse circumstances that we humans are impatient and with less moral and start thinking right away that this is not correct. But people who accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decisions and by understanding the hikmah behind those situations, or at least try to understand them and get the hidden messages, then that mischief turns into good for them. We face these type of circumstances in our daily lives all the time. But when we see them in the light of Quranic verses, then we develop a better understanding of it. Who was Musa alayhi salam? He is the same Musa alayhi salam who is called Musa Kalimullah. He was one of the famous prophets of Bani Israel. He was the receiver of Torah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam's childhood was also full of miracles. People faced trials in their adulthood, but Musa alayhi salam's trial started in his infancy. Fir'aun used to murder boys even before his birth, and many were murdered due to Fir'aun's tyranny. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept Musa alayhi salam alive. By keeping Musa alayhi salam alive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed everyone that whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave life, no one can take it away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how to carry on his business. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to carry out anything, then he subhanahu wa ta'ala creates circumstances viable for it. Then Musa alayhi salam's survival from the sea and entering in Fir'aun's castle is itself an important event in his life. That if an innocent infant can survive from the ferocious waves of the sea, then how come he will not survive from the trials he will face in his upcoming life? Then if you see the third test Musa alayhi salam faced in Fir'aun's castle, that we will study in detail in Surah Taha, inshallah ta'ala. Here it was necessary to mention all of this, because usually a narration is presented along with these ayahs. And people start to form an opinion about Musa alayhi salam after listening that narration. Their opinion is that Musa alayhi salam might be impatient and hasty. So I thought I should inform you all the tests Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subjected Musa alayhi salam throughout his life. He was the bearer of Torah. He successfully liberated Bani Israel from the tyranny of Pharaoh. In order to bring that nation towards guidance, he went to Mount Tur, where he, after praising and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, received Torah. When a person has been passed through so many stages, when someone asked him a question at one occasion, and what was that question? I will tell you in the light of the narration from Sahih Bukhari. Hazrat Sayyid bin Jubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, I said to Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nauf Bikali, who was the son of Ka'b Ahbar, who was a Yahud scholar, said that the Musa alayhi salam who went to meet Khizr was not the same Musa alayhi salam, but he was Musa bin Afrasin bin Yusuf. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that enemy of Allah is a liar. I heard myself from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From here the story of Musa alayhi salam starts. Aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that one time Musa alayhi salam gave a sermon. One of the listeners asked that whom among us is the most learned one. Musa alayhi salam said, I. Declaring himself the learned one was not of self-praise or words of pride. But the situation and circumstances were in fact such. At that time, first book in the world was Torah, sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, received by Musa alayhi salam. He went through so many trials and turbulences and was aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's likes and dislikes also. He was not wrong and was the truth. But even then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subjected punishment upon him, meaning his trial started. His test started. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disliked the fact that bragging about him being the most learned one, because he was supposed to refer it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning his answer should have been, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the best. So here comes the first thing for us to add in the list of actions, to-do list. I have a request for you all, which I forgot in the beginning, that either at one side or towards the end of your notebook, make a column and give a heading, Lessons Learned from Musa alayhi salam and Khizr alayhi salam's story. You should add the points as you go along. And this is the beautiful style of listening story. So the first thing we learned is, no matter how learned we become, instead of bragging, we will refer it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a revelation that at a junction of the two seas, there is a servant of mine named Khizr, who is more learned than you. Musa alayhi salam requested that how could he meet him? Let's add second thing. We need to add in our to-do list that Musa alayhi salam did not mind or feel bad. So if we feel a closer connection with ilm and someone tells us or we know ourselves that so and so is more knowledgeable than us, then instead of feeling bad, we should try to meet them. This was the way of Ummat-e-Muslimah's ancestors, that they used to make connection with the people of knowledge. They never used to compare themselves with them, or they never used to envy them, but they were always used to be ready to acquire more knowledge. He asked, how I can reach there? He was asked to keep a fish with him. Wherever the fish get lost, you will find the man there. Meaning, take a bag with you and keep fish in it. This was a miracle, and prophets do get such miracles. The place where the fish will enter water, the man will be there. So Musa alayhi salam kept a fish in his bag. Then he and his servant Yushab bin Nun started their journey. Who was Yushab bin Nun? He was also a prophet. In some narrations we get that he became brother-in-law of Musa alayhi salam and his student too. They reached a ridge in their journey. There Musa alayhi salam put his head on the rock and slept. At that time, the fish got out of the sack and fell in the ocean and left a path like a tunnel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the flow of water from that path, and that path stayed in the ocean like a hole. Water all around and was like a tunnel. A strange thing of Musa alayhi salam's life, that he has a deep relationship with water. After his birth, His mother used to leave him in the ocean or river. She used to take him out, then put him back again. Then the second phase of his life started, when Firaun and Queen Asiya took him from there. And now you see here, water is also involved. And when Firaun drowned, even then he was there. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed his signs. When Musa alayhi salam woke up from his sleep, his servant who witnessed the whole incident forgot to mention it to him. Here another lesson, that the servant was alert, and if you see Musa alayhi salam as a prophet or as a leader, then his servant stayed awake while Musa alayhi salam slept. And good caretakers should be like this. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sahaba were like that too. It is said about Rabi bin Aslami that he didn't used to go home at night. Instead, he used to sit by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's door. Once Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam heard some noises of weapons. When he saw, Rabi was sitting there. I think he was Rabi bin Aslami, if I am not mistaken, or another sahabi. When he was asked that why you did not go home, he replied, "No, I sat here so I could guard you." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do provide such selfless and sincere companions to his chosen people. Now he forgot to inform him. We understand one thing from here, that besides the fact that they were together on this journey, but he forgot. Humans can forget. No one is perfect. No one is complete. And if someone forgets, then we should not associate it as his bad intention. They continued their journey, kept on walking the rest of the day and part of the night. Next day, Musa alayhi salam asked his servant to bring food and told him that he is very tired in this journey. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that Musa alayhi salam felt tiredness when he surpassed that place till where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to go. Yushe told him that where he rested yesterday, their fish went into the river by making a strange way. And Shaitan made me forget and I failed to mention it to you. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, the tunnel-like way which fish made was too surprising for both of them. Musa alayhi salam told his servant that that was the place of our destination. Meaning, that was the place we were supposed to go and why we came so far. So both of them started retracing their steps and came back to that place. There they saw a man who was covering himself with a cloth. So Musa alayhi salam said salam to him. Upon that, Khizr alayhi salam said, from where salam came into your country? Musa alayhi salam introduced himself with his name. Hadith Khizr asked Musa of Bani Israel. Musa alayhi salam answered yes. This also became a point of support that in fact he was Musa alayhi salam, prophet of Bani Israel. I came to you because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught you beneficial knowledge. So teach me some of it. Such humbleness, right? Hadrat Khizr answered, see Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught me one part of the knowledge out of his knowledges, which you do not know. One knowledge you are taught, which I do not know. So you will not stay patient with me. Musa alayhi salam answered, inshallah ta'ala, I will be patient and I will not differ in any matter. Here we see extreme humbleness by Musa alayhi salam also. And for learning knowledge, it is very important and necessary that I will not only be patient, but will not differ in any matter either. Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam said, if you want to go with me, then do not ask anything from me until I tell you the reality of it. He put a condition, so a teacher can put conditions too, in order to maintain any type of discipline. After the rules were established, they started walking along the sides of the river till they passed a boat. They requested the people of boat to take them along. They, after recognizing Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam, gave him space without any rent. Right after sitting in the boat, Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam broke one plank of the boat, making it faulty. Musa alayhi salam told Khizr alayhi salam that these people gave us space without rent and you made it faulty by breaking it, so everyone in the boat can drown. What kind of strange thing you have done? Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam said, didn't I tell you that you will not be able to exercise patience with me? Musa alayhi salam said, I made a mistake as I forgot that. Do forgive me and do not make my job difficult. Could not stay quiet, could not fulfill his promise. Anyway, it was his first mistake and was forgiven by his teacher. Now what happened? That narration is still going on from Sahih Bukhari. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, indeed, this first mistake just happened by Musa alayhi salam and was not intentional. At that time, a sparrow came and sat on the side of the boat, then took some water in his beak. Hadrat Khizr alayhi salam said to Musa alayhi salam, that my knowledge and both of your knowledge in comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like this. The way this sparrow took water in its beak from the river. Let's stop here and evaluate our knowledge. When Prophet's knowledge is not equivalent than the water in the beak, what about our knowledge? Can we say we have knowledge? No one should take pride. No one should be arrogant about their knowledge. And no one should claim their superiority that I have acquired so much ilm. I am on 15th para. It is not like this. People of knowledge's majesty is humbleness. The more humble they will be, the more they will be benefited by their knowledge and will acquire more good. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned here that the whole water aside, knowledge of people at one side and knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on the other. Now the story continues. They got out of the boat and kept on walking on the shore. On their way, Hazrat Khizr saw a boy who was playing along with other kids. Hazrat Khizr wringed his neck with his hands as if he killed him. Musa alayhi salam said, you killed a pure soul without any reason. You have committed a very bad deed. Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam said, didn't I tell you that you will not be able to exercise patience with me? Musa alayhi salam said, and this one was even harder than the previous one. Musa alayhi salam said, if next time I criticize you or raised any objection, then you are allowed to not keep me with you. Because then you have given me a fair warning, meaning asking for one more chance. And if this happened again, then by all means do not keep me with you. Now the last part of the story starts. Then they both stood up till they reached a township and asked a meal from the people of the town, but they didn't give them anything. By chance, they saw a wall there which was about to fall. Hadrat Khizr alayhi salam fixed that wall. Musa alayhi salam said, these people neither gave us anything to eat nor entertained us. If you wanted, you could have taken any wage for it, meaning we could buy food with it. Hadrat Khizr alayhi salam said, that now the time has come for us to part. Now I will tell you the reality behind these incidents, upon which you were unable to have patience. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, we wanted that Musa alayhi salam should have continued with his patience, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have narrated more of these situations. So this was the story in Sahih Bukhari from Kitab al-Tafsir in the chapter of Surah Al-Kahf. What we understood from it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach knowledge to people through different mediums, sometimes through observations or sometimes by giving them higher standards of knowledge. Same way, another narration which is also in Sahih Bukhari, Kitab al-Tafsir, is also in Tirmizi, Abwab al-Tafsir. In that, the hikmah behind these incidents is explained. Hadrat Khizr alayhi salam said to Musa alayhi salam that the reason of making the boat faulty is that when it goes in front of the tyrant king, then he will leave it because of it. An owner of the boat can take benefit from it after fixing it. The reason behind the other incident is that the parents of that boy were very honest and kufr was written in boy's fate. So I got scared that he might involve his parents in kufr and transgression. Meaning, parents might get involved with kufr for the love of their son. So I wanted that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them righteous son and his parents exercise more kindness on him. So this was the story. Now we will go along with the ayahs. But before we will listen to the recitation of the ayahs, because the whole story is contained in these ayahs. So I want you to open your Quran while listening these ayahs and see how far you have understood. Hopefully, what you knew before, that knowledge must be increased at least 50%. And inshallah ta'ala, after the recitation, we will go with the ayahs and we will explore the meanings of the words. Then we will develop better understanding of it. We will see that when someone reads any story in his own language, what happens then? And when he learns from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith, he learns more. But when the same story comes out of the wordings of Quran, then how many lessons are extracted from it?
فَلَمَّا بَلَغَا مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا انطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قَدْ بَلَغْتَ مِنْ لَدُنِّي عُذْرًا فَانْطَلَقَا حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَيَا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا